Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are also live, not only on the radio, the frequency, but on Facebook right now. Go to 98.9 The Bulls Facebook page, and you can meet everyone on Makeup or Breakup today. I want to say that everybody is on the show voluntarily, and I think that's really cool because they're looking for your advice. They're looking for our five-minute heroes, 833-822-BULL, and text to 96459, should they make up or break up. I want to welcome my buddy Adam from Arlington. Adam, what's up, my friend?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
You do know that Liz is on hold right now, so your girlfriend Liz is hearing all this, right?
I do. Hey, Liz.
So
nervous laughter.
Your Facebook message really grabbed my attention because in the message it said Corona carelessness, and so I'm clicking on that. So basically, you're having a situation with your girlfriend Liz because you don't think that she is taking the whole coronavirus pandemic seriously.
Absolutely. I admittedly, I am a cautious guy. But I feel like she is just throwing her hands up in the face of this global pandemic. It's like she's trying to do everything she can to go to crowded places. That we both have big families right in the area too, and I'm just nervous that it's going to affect both our families.
So you actually believe, in if I recall from your message, you think that in a way she's like trying to get it as much as she's going out. You think she's intentionally going out, hanging out with crowds, trying to be around people because you think she wants it?
I don't think that she wants it, but I think that there's a blind side to it. And a lot of times she has said, well, that's just the media making us all hysterical. And, you know, almost as a way to fight back at the media causing this. And I'm like, it's one thing for, you know, your friends on Facebook to say, oh, you know, it's just like the flu. But it's another thing when we have literally a global pandemic and the World Health Organization is making all these guidelines that she is just ignoring purposely.
All right, Adam from Arlington, has there ever been a situation in the past where you've actually, I mean, did you sort of freak out with, you know, H1N1 and SARS and, you know, swine flu? Or is it just something about the coronavirus that now just really has you on edge?
We're the American epicenter right here. So, of course, it's in our own backyards. I mean, the other ones, perhaps.
That was someone else's problem.
It was someone else's problem, exactly, yeah.
Okay, 833-822-BULL, text to 96459. Liz is on hold right now, and there's always two sides of the story on Makeup or Breakup. Adam, do you want to add anything else to that?
I just want to be safe. I just want her to be safe. I want all our family to be safe.
Got it.
This is maybe a first. A Makeup or Breakup where he's actually afraid to be around her. He's physically afraid for his health.
Well, she's been on hold. Hearing all of this, let's get her side of the story. I want to welcome Liz from Arlington. What's up, Liz? How are you?
Oh, great. I just have to say, whatever, Adam. You know that I'm not trying to catch the coronavirus.
I didn't say that. Fitz did.
No, I was just wondering.
He's going to say you're cheating.
I know, but the way he portrayed it is, you know, as much as she's going out, I just asked, maybe you want it?
No. So here's the thing. Okay. I realize that this is a global concern right now, but there's also not a lot that I can do about it. Like, I'm young, I'm in my prime, I'm told we only get one life to live, so, like, I'm not going to let this defeat me, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially because, like, I'm in great health. Like, this is not something I'm going to get.
Are you saying it's not a young person's disease?
It's not at all. I mean, I understand that it is a concern for the elderly, but, like, not for us.
Well, there was...
Yeah, but you can...
Yeah.
You can have it for 2 weeks and not even know, not even have symptoms.
So that's...
And then you're spreading it to all
the
people.
Yeah, but, like, even if I sit at home doing nothing, like, if someone had touched... I just think that, you know, we can do everything that we think is right to avoid it, and, like, you still might get it. So why not still, like, live my life and enjoy myself?
But you won't even use hand sanitizer because you said it dries out your hands. I mean,
well, that's true, and all the scents that you have are not good.
She doesn't like the ones you bought.
But you wash your hands, right? Like with soap and water?
Of course.
That's better for you anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get back on these. Let's get back to the problems this is bringing up in the relationship instead of the, yeah. I mean, because we can go all day about the details about the virus and stuff. I mean,
I just think that Adam sometimes, he will admit that he's a hypochondriac. I think that he gets a little too taken in by these scares that come up. And frankly, I kind of think that you sometimes use it as an excuse to sit at home and, like, play video games.
So now it's great.
Well, I mean, again, I just don't think this is a reason to stop, like, taking care of our physical self.
Adam, I think she's saying...
blind eye to this. I mean, sorry?
I was just saying, I think she's saying to you that she wants you to work out.
Yeah, apparently.
Is that so wrong?
You know? You know what, Adam? I'm on your side. Keep playing those video games.
You just want a fan and writer.
Okay, now, Liz, you're just taking low blows at me. I think this is getting out of control. You're calling me a hypochondriac. Everyone knows that Homish County is getting nailed right now, and I don't know why you refuse to see that. I think we're done today.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, everybody hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. And we do have a therapist in Renton, and I think it'd be a good idea to maybe, you know, send your information over. He guarantees you 2 free appointments. If you guys would like to do that, that's great. Everyone else, 833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459. Make up or break up. I appreciate you guys. A lot of people are commenting right now.
Thank you.
And we're going to get to the calculations and tabulations and stuff as far as the text messages. Make up or break up. If you don't mind, I'm going to go to Alicia in Olympia real quick. Alicia, it's Fitz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you going out to work? Or are you sort of self-isolating? What are you doing?
I'm actually driving into work to pick up equipment to work from home.
Good for you. Good for you. So, your thoughts on this situation here?
Not a cause for a breakup. I think that he can mitigate his own personal risks if he's concerned about it. I think maybe, you know, she should be concerned about other people, because while it may not affect her personally, she could come into contact with someone that it can affect.
Oh yeah.
Which is why they're trying to, you know, lower that curve. But
and I think
obviously
based on the, you know, amount of people that are staying in and working from home and not going out with huge crowds, I think, you know, together we are lowering that curve. Like I said, I'm so proud of the state of Washington and Washingtonians. It's just really
something. Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for your perspective. I appreciate you. And Steve from Shoreline is on Makeup or Breakup on Fitz in the Morning. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
What's up, Steve? What do you think, my friend?
Hey, I think he needs to chill. Like I said, we've been married for 45 years.
That is awesome.
And you know, she wants to go shopping, she can go shopping. You got to let him go, bud. You can't just hold him to the house by a collar, you know. You got to let them go and do what they want to do.
Wait, what?
Well,
so, Steve, can I ask you a question? Steve, can I ask you a question, though? Do you think it's a good idea that when people do go out that they sanitize and maybe wear gloves and, you know, do what they can to protect themselves so they don't bring that stuff back home?
Well, I suppose so, yeah. They could use a little sanitizer now and then, but hey, it depends where you go. It depends where you go, you know.
You're right, Steve.
If you go
to
the dog pound or go to the jumping joint, it depends where you go.
There's a few of those. There's a few jumping joints around here.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But if you know, depending on your age, geez, when me and the wife went out, we did our dancing and jumping around, but golly, nowadays I don't know what these young people do.
Well, right. Let me ask you: whenever you're going to the jumping joints and stuff, what viruses were around then?
Oh.
Steve is awesome.
Oh, no. Hey, Steve, we're going to get your phone number. We'd like to have you on now and then. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I love that you mentioned the dog pound. That was a legendary Seattle dive bar.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you needed Purell when you came to that place before coronavirus.
Was that the one that had the piano bar? I used to go there a lot. That was down in 5B. I know that place.
All right, and look at all the text messages coming in from makeup or breakup. Text to 96459.
There's a really great text message here, and we had her on the phone for a minute, but she had to run into work, so she couldn't stay on. And her text said, she is an absolute idiot, and she's the reason the virus is spreading. Dump her butt fast. If she was seeing what we are seeing in the hospitals, maybe she would understand she's an idiot. That came from a nurse, and we had her on, but she had to jump off because guess what? She had to get back into work.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Percentage-wise today, oh, hang on. Should we go to Tracy? Hey, while you're doing your calculations and tabulations as far as, you know,
let me add these
makeup
up.
Or breakup, I'm going to go to Tracy. It looks like Bonnie Lake.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, is this Tracy?
And he probably should break up with her.
Oh, hang on. Give me just one moment. That doesn't... I'll go to line six. Oh, not that one either.
Talking to her?
No, because I've never really seen Shay do that, but he looks at me. I was going to pick up one of the lines I was going to go to. And he's like, hey! No. Nope. He gave me the nope. Sometimes, okay. You know, we get those. And it wasn't the last woman I picked up. Sorry.
Yeah.
But sometimes we...
People with a foul
we get
mouth.
The yeah, do not pick up lines. Yeah.
Right.
Got to keep it clean, people. Got to keep it oh so clean. All right, Drew, makeup or breakup? What are people saying?
This is a predominantly breakup crew. Everyone for a variety of reasons, mostly saying she's either really, really selfish or she's too stubborn. Breakup wins today with 80%. 80%
all right.
Breakup.
Wow. If you missed any of it, makeup or breakup, go to 989thebull.com and hit subscribe on our podcast. I mean, it's all at 989thebull.com.